You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, be at First Energy Stadium in 2015 for the action and excitement. Every game, secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. If you have a favorite Brown sales guy or gal, this is the time to call them up. They're in the midst of a March Madness bracket on sales with big stakes.
And so it is heated.
It is heated.
Where's the judge?
The number one seed. He's Kentucky.
He is Kentucky.
The judge is Kentucky.
Can the number one seed be taken down?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, one says yes, one says I don't know.
It depends on the people if they want to call up and they want to. Yeah. I think the judge is like, the judge is trying. The judge was actually being teased today 100? By some of the other salespeople saying that he looks like Locke and Fora. And they're calling him Locke and Fora just because he's got brown hair and glasses. I mean, come on.
153 deposits for the judge, by the way.
Judge, yeah. He's leading. Well. He's the leader.
It's almost 10% of the entire company's deposits.
He's the leader.
He is.
That's why he's called the judge.
He is.
Yeah, so
he's in. No pressure, Judge. No pressure. You're the number one seed.
He's also.
No pressure.
By the way, I just want to say this as well. It's a great honor. Speaking of the judge, I just want to take one moment to, and I know Matt Wilhelm, you're going to be involved in this sometime soon, but I was extended the second ever honorary membership to the Gentleman's Cigar Club of Cleveland.
You are?
Yeah, joining the Jankyard Dog, Dave Jenkins, our CFO, is the first honorary member. I'm the second official honorary member, and it's a great and tremendous honor and privilege and thrill, and I certainly hope to see you guys at a smoke sometime soon. We got Andrew Gribble here. We've got Matt Wilhelm here. We're talking about Mike Pettine. And Mike Pettine spoke with the media, a lot of stuff. Big football talk, as the Gribbs was alluding to earlier. And he was asked, in what ways will you be more involved in the offense this year?
More a part of the meetings, the game planning, the opponent prep, that I'll still be involved with the defense, but just not nearly as much, just because of the trust I have with that group. Now that they've been together a year, I mean, they're already well ahead of where we were last year.
He's always said that he's wanted to work with the offense as well.
I just feel it's something I've always wanted to do. As I said, former quarterback, former offensive play caller, that just certainly wanted to get more involved, and I already have this spring. I'm looking forward to more of the same.
Here's a great take of Coach Pettine talking about his expectations for Johnny Manziel.
Right now, to me, it's my biggest primary concern with him is just Manziel, the person. We'll worry about the football stuff down there.
What is going on there? Are they in the middle of a bar?
But this is like a big room with every AFC coach.
It's literally
going
a
on
breakfast.
At the same time.
Yeah.
It's like a
yeah.
breakfast. Belichick showed up for the breakfast this year. Yeah. And for those of you who play Madden, Belichick is the only coach that's not in Madden. Like, you can do, like, I guess,
those facial
screenings. Yeah, and you can do, like, the coaches, and they have all the coaches, and he's not in. And they asked him today, like, if him being at this breakfast, which he never goes to, means he's going to be in Madden. He's like, what's Madden?
A couple of things from Jeff Howe, who covers them for the Boston Herald. They asked him, like, why he was in the team, the coach's photo this year.
Right.
He said he might have missed it once or twice or something in the past. And they counted. He said, we'll see 23 times during the interviews today with reporters.
That's great.
It's like an awesome
holding
true. It's like a dance to watch what's going to happen.
Somebody tweeted out. I wanted to give them credit, but my man Peter Schrager from Fox Sports goes, reading the Belichick transcript from today, would have been a nice touch if he dropped a "I'm just here so I won't get fined." It would have been classic Belichick. So Johnny Manziel, yes, the expectation that he'll be back ready to go April 20th for the OTAs, but obviously his health is the number one thing. We'll go now and hear what he said about Josh McCown. Why sign him when you need a franchise quarterback?
That move, we felt, stabilized the position. That were we done looking to do anything there? We were not, but it's very difficult when you talk about, hey, let's get ourselves a top five quarterback. I mean, those aren't things where it's, you know, you run down to the corner market and there it is. I mean, it's a difficult thing to be able to do.
And here's Mike Pettine with a question we've been asked a lot. Why was Josh McCown viewed as a better stabilizer than Brian Hoyer?
When we evaluated all things involved with both players, that was the direction we decided to go.
And why is he so excited about Josh McCown despite the fact that he struggled last week?
Well, I think you got to dig a little bit deeper than the numbers to the person. Flip work with him in Oakland. I think it's, as we've talked about all along, when you surround your quarterback with the right scheme and, more importantly, the right supporting cast, if you feel you have the right guy, regardless of what the past history's been, if you feel you have a guy that can be credible for you and be functional, then you go ahead and make that move.
The addition of Thaddeus Lewis about a week ago was a little odd for many Browns fans.
Led to speculation.
And the speculation as well. Let's get Coach Pettine's comments about what it means to the team to add Thaddeus Lewis.
I'd been around Thad. I know what Thad's all about. I know Thad's proven that he can be a functional NFL quarterback, but he's a guy that he makes your building better.
And finally, are you guys going to schedule a private workout with Marcus Mariota, who worked extensively with the Browns' new quarterback coach, Kevin O'Connell?
As far as I know, there's nothing's been scheduled. That's something that I don't know if that's been finalized yet. I know Ray and I will likely get together at the end of this week to kind of see where we are. But again, given the relationship and given the amount that Kevin, our quarterback coach, the amount of time that he spent with him before we hired him, I mean, that was a private workout every day. So I just don't know if that's something that's necessary.
Can't read into what the Browns do with these types of things. I think they do have all the knowledge they would possibly need, in a sense, when you're looking at a guy like Marcus Mariota, given the fact that O'Connell was there. But I'm pretty sure if you are even considering that kind of a trade, you're going to work them out so that the coaches have that experience, so that the general manager has that experience, so that everybody has that experience.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of respect for what Kevin O'Connell's done and what he's been able to do with Marcus Mariota. But like you said, they're not just going to go on Kevin O'Connell's take on this. This is going to be a group decision if something like that happens. Obviously, he's got that same kind of knowledge with Bryce Petty as well, and both he and John DeFilippo yesterday were out in Colorado State looking
Garrett
at Garrett, getting an up-close look at Garrett Grayson, too.
Who supposedly had a very, very good pro day yesterday, did a lot of things. A lot of people like him. He's got the size. He's got the arm, although I think his arm strength may be a little suspect, somewhat mobile. People do like him and think that he's going to come, came from somewhat of a pro-style offense at Colorado State. I watched a lot of his team. I just don't like his throwing motion. I have a tough time getting past that.
Yeah, it's the pro-style offense, though, that makes him kind of intriguing. It's almost like you strike gold with a college quarterback that has some
pro-style offense.
So he played with Jim McElwain at Colorado State, and that offense has produced like a bunch of NFL players. I mean, who was it? Crockett Gilmore, the tight end, was in that. They had Weston Richburg was the center there. He plays for the Giants. So, it was a nice team that really played well this past year with Grayson at quarterback. You just never know. And I don't think he's being talked about maybe the first or second round, but potentially a mid-round guy that is not named Bryce Petty or Brett Hundley.
Gribbs, appreciate it. As always, what do people need to check out at ClevelandBrowns.com right now?
Well, what's coming? Ongoing coverage of the stuff that's happening over in Phoenix. And then tomorrow, we hope to unveil ClevelandBrowns.com Mock Draft 2.0.
There's a little bit of consensus amongst three people I've heard number 12.
I'm the dissenting. I don't think the guy that you guys think will go at number 12 will be there. So
I think that it's possible he might not. We'll see. Matt Miller, by the way, from Bleacher Report, who had it today, had Danny Shelton falling to number 12. A little spoiler alert,
yes.
But he did have that there. I think it hinges on what Chicago does.
Yes.
Because John Fox loves defense, but they also have a big need of wide receivers.
Yeah, there's some good receivers there. It'll be very, very interesting to see what happens there. All right, Gribbs, appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter at @Andrew_Gribble. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm back with Solomon Wilcutts to kick off our second hour here on CBD.